little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Hey, all right. I thought we had a little brain fart last week of the number, so I guess we missed an episode. But well, still, we're gonna continue. Welcome back to JacksonGeeks.com. Shot Games Podcast 104. Yeah.
Back.
We don't know how to count.
No, not really.
Shut up, Wayne. All right, so this episode is gonna be a little special for you guys. As we talked about on the last podcast, this past weekend, was two cons here in Southern California. One was in San Diego, which is Wayne went to, was Anime Kanji.
Oh, yeah.
And the one in Anaheim Convention Center where I went to was WonderCon.
And then we had the girls over in Tennessee at MTAC.
So pretty much this is a whole load of this is pretty much a con episode, period.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good way to start off con season for all of us over here. Also for everybody. And we also got pictures up from both cons. So we're still waiting for the pictures to get up for WonderCon for me. I've been a little busy lately, but I'll have it on before the end of the week. So let's get, typical shenanigans over with. So we've been playing this week. Well, for me, I haven't been playing a lot lately other than Marvel Puzzle Quest and a little bit of Marvel's Capcom 2 not on PlayStation, but on the Dreamcast system. So I'm thinking a little more old school back in the day. Just like the old San Diego State days and whatnot. And let's see what else have been the Marvel Puzzle Quest, the new storylines, yada, 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 yada. Well, nothing more that I could think of. I mean, well, I haven't been playing, so yeah, it's been a slow week for me lately. I don't know. It's a con thing,
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
All right. Bring it up, you boring bastard.
So I've been playing a lot of Batman Arkham Origins. I got all the data packs except for the ones that are inside buildings. Those are the ones I have to go back and actually figure out where they're at and find them. But all the ones on the main map, I've got those. I also just started playing the Cold Heart DLC featuring Mr. Freeze. She's pretty awesome so far. Definitely enjoying the new Batsuit for that. Almost through it, so I'll try to get some information up on the site on that one once I beat that for you guys. And I played a little bit of Spartan Assault on my phone when I had some downtime at work. And some more Marvel Avengers Alliance. That's about it.
Oh my god, no Transformers? You're not excited about the movie, you prick?
Of course I'm excited about the movie.
Yeah,
me. I'm actually really excited about where the comics are going, though.
Really? Well, tell us. You put in a new article on site.
Yeah, there's actually about it. You got a review up last week from about was it last week or the week before about Windblade number 1. This week I put up a review for Robots in Disguise number 28. Both are part of the new Dawn of the Autobots storyline. Don't want to spoil too much here. Basically, Prime's going back to Earth to find somebody. Ends up running into Thundercracker, who was going to crack you up in issue 28 or RID. The war on Cybertron is basically over. Megatron is no longer a Decepticon.
No.
He's an Autobot now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yee-haw.
That's how Dark Cybertron ended. Galvatron's now in the picture.
What?
Yep.
So these split them as two different people then?
Because basically the dead universe kind of merged with our universe and people were brought back and forth. So yeah, it's crazy. If you didn't read Dark Cybertron, you need to read that series.
Huh. So pretty much it's kind of like how Megatron was the original Megatron's the original Galvatron. So pretty much they took Galvatron out of Megatron and turn into his own identity without...
It's kind of like... In the comics, they kind of started out originally with them being separate characters. But in this one, it's more... It's really complicated, but it makes a lot of sense when you're reading it. But it's essentially like two different dimensions that, cross over. So you've got the really crazy Galvatron, who has serious issues trying to basically taken over the Decepticons with Soundwave. Starscream, on the other hand, is a ruler of Cybertron now. He was voted in as the ruler of Cybertron.
Starscream?
Starscream.
He's a Decepticon, right? Still?
Well, technically, but not really. When they did the whole political thing, basically allegiances were put aside. So most people that are actually in Cybertron are not really having any allegiance. His right-hand man is Rat Trap. If that makes any sense to you, but it's crazy, but it works. And then at the end of Dark Cybertron, we did find that Bumblebee died.
Yay! Finally, a main character actually gets killed.
Yeah. Crazy, but it happened. But yeah, now we're moving into something totally different. Dawn of the Autobots. Metroplex is back on Cybertron. In bad shape, but he's back on Cybertron.
Metroplex?
Yep.
How bad? Halfway dead?
Basically requiring a caretaker to keep him running until he can get him repaired. Which is where Windblade comes in, basically.
Okay.
And she's about ready. She's getting ready to cross paths with Starscream in a bad way, I think. It's really looking like a really exciting series.
Alright, so not to spoil anymore, let's go and keep it like that. For you guys who want to know some more, go ahead and, read the rest of the comic book series.
Yeah, definitely keeping up on that. We still, R.E.D. just came out with issue 28. We'll have issue 28 of, what's the other one called now? Losing my mind here.
You always lose your mind.
Yeah, but they got different series going. There's more Than Meets the Eye is going to be coming out next week or the week after that. Somewhere down the line for issue 28, and that'll tie in with him as well. So it's really going to be exciting to see where things are going from here, especially with Megatron being an Autobot. And if you read Dark Cybertron, you know that Prowl had some major issues with people toying with his mind, so you don't know what's going on with that guy.
So pretty much it's time to become another...
He actually became part of Devastator.
Ah, so it's kind of like having another Dinobot then, kind of, messing with the mind, kind of...
Similar, but apparently he's okay now, but we'll see. I don't know, it's really exciting. I'm enjoying it a lot. Definitely seems like they're picking up some punches here.
Okay. So, as I said, feel free to pick up the newest edition of comic books coming out for Transformers. Let's see. Let's see what we got for news today, Wayne.
Well, we're being teased of a new Prince of Persia game.
Yeah, buddy.
So, Ubisoft put on their site, what's next for Prince of Persia, with an image showing the old classic 8-bit ongoing through the next four seasons and a question mark on the next picture there. So, yeah, they definitely have something up their sleeve, that's for sure. So, could be a 2D, but we'll see how that goes.
That's nothing more, just a little teaser then.
Just a teaser, that's all it is.
Okay, so here we go. So the first image of Call of Duty 2014 has arrived. Really?
Yeah. That's all it is. It's just,
it looks like a CG rendering. That's about it.
Yeah.
Side of the face. Well, hopefully it's better than Ghost. Well, it's probably going to be Ghost 2.
Yeah, right. I'm not too worried about it. We'll see when it gets here.
I wasn't fond of Ghost, but I kind of like the storyline in a way itself.
It works, but it wasn't overly exciting. I mean, I still play the multiplayer here and there, but that's about it.
All right, so what we got over here is Tekken Soul Calibur creator reveals new PC fighting game, Rise of Incarnates. Just to give you guys a heads up, if you guys haven't seen the trailer yet. Come up, hold on. I was looking at the picture real quick. If you guys haven't seen the trailer yet, you freaking idiot, you guys have to look at it. It kind of, it kind of puts in kind of a, what do you call it, like Dante / with the Paul Phoenix hair.
Yeah.
Paul Phoenix hair going on and across with it's kind of weird to explain. Then you have...
It kind of takes the cell shading design that was in Soul Calibur and kind of builds it more 3D.
No, I mean the look of the character, you idiot. This guy's character, Paul Phoenix, hair up.
Well, yeah,
kind of
looks
like
a Dante
going on. And also the other character, Mason, kind of looks like, oh, yeah, I don't know. How can I say it's Virgil with, like, I don't know, Jin Kazama on it? It's kind of weird to look at. I mean, they're both floating in the air. And, yeah, it's kind of weird. So, you know, Tekken Soul Calibur Studios, Namco, which is, you know, Namco Bandai, yeah. They're trying to do all new fighting game franchise. You know, I guess trying to compete with what do you call that? Like, Ultimate 3, of course, the new Ultra Street Fighter 4 that's coming out in June. You also got Super Smash Brothers that's coming out, too, as well. So, let's see how they take this. Also Gundam Extreme. Okay, we'll see how this goes. I'm a huge fan of Gundam. Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll probably watch the trailer later on again. Yeah. And,
The weekend, we had the 25th anniversary of the Game Boy.
Yeah. Wow, you sound so enthusiastic, Wayne.
Hey, it was a good system.
No, I mean the way you're... God, you sound more girl than you are a guy. Anywho, so shout out to Game Boy. Happy birthday, you four-eating battery... four-battery-eating bastard. I still love you.
Yeah, I still like the feel of the old Game Boy. You know, it actually felt better with the original Game Boy than when they slimmed it down. The feel in your hands. Even though I didn't like the weight difference, but... And then, Batman... The Arkham series, the games, is now going to be moved into a animated film that's going to be called Batman Assault on Arkham. It was announced at Comic-Con last year, but we now have a trailer available for it, so if you want to check that out, get a good idea of what you're looking into. It appears that we're going to be having the Suicide Squad working with Batman or working aside Batman to take out...
This new, can I say this? He kind of looks like Gun Jack from Tekken series, the cross with Jaws from James Bond, you know, with the metallic, you know, with the jagged edge teeth and whatnot. And he's very freaking monstrous. So he's like Bane slash Gun Jack slash Jaws from James Bond. It's pretty creepy. He's very, very menacing.
But basically, the main villain is going to be the Joker, who's going to be trying to blow things up. The best news at all, though, is that we got Kevin Conroy back as Batman.
Perfect.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mark Hamill's not in the picture, but we do have Troy Baker as Joker.
You know, sometimes it's time to leave and whatnot.
Yep. Troy Baker did a good job in Arkham Origins, so I'll say that's fair enough. I think that's all we got in news this week.
It's kind of short because of, you know, con season. Kind of a slow pace on games right now, folks. Sorry about that. Let's see. Well, let's get to the main decor of the things, which is let's talk about what the rest of people did in the East Coast or on the East.
Oh, back there in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not too sure what I'll do. I know they got some interviews done that are going to be getting to us to post up as soon as we can. I didn't catch the names on that one yet, but we'll get those for you as soon as we can.
All right. Well, then, you know, we'll just wait for the next article to come out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you talk about Anime Kanji?
Kanji was actually a lot of fun. They actually stepped their game up a little bit right on the bayfront there here in San Diego, next to the airport. So you had a nice venue. A lot nicer than the old venue back mid-city. A little bit easier to get to. Free parking. If you don't mind walking a little bit. Anime Kanji is still a very relaxed atmosphere. It's a very close-knit community convention. Definitely focused on, of course, the anime side of things. One of their big things is they have the artist alleys. You can actually walk in. You can actually have artists do works for you or get some stuff that they've made. They had the Chalk Twins out. They were actually doing a live chalk drawing on Sunday when I was there. Just a lot of cosplayers. I got some really good pictures up on the side of some good cosplays, so take a look at those guys. One thing they did differently this year is they had a Nerf gun arena. They had over 100 Nerf guns available, so you could walk in and jump into a Nerf battle. Got some pictures of that as well, so check out those on the site. Yeah, they did have a lot of different panels. I didn't catch any of the panels because the lines of those were just incredibly long. But every time I looked at them, but yeah, a lot of good stuff. It was a very fun atmosphere. A lot of
what else did you see over there than cosplayers? Any toys? Anything that you're in particularly of looking?
You know, most of the marketplace was just a typical marketplace. You stand your standard cosplay accessories and outfits, jewelry, etc. Typical toys you would find for really the anime and all that good stuff. Nothing that really stood out as like, oh my gosh, but there was a lot of great stuff there. It was, the main thing about AnimeCon is that relaxed atmosphere that's designed where you just walk in. It's not like you're gonna be rushed around like you're at WonderCon or Comic-Con. So
actually, WonderCon wasn't this, wasn't.
Yeah, WonderCon's usually not too bad, but
it's not as bad at all compared to Comic-Con. Yeah, if you guys been to Comic-Con, you know what we're talking about. Smelly ass nerds, geeks duking it out. Don't know what personal hygiene means, just like Wayne. You don't. Sorry, bro. What else? Yeah. So that's Wayne's rundown of AnimeCon for me. Here's my rundown of WonderCon 2014 at up in Anaheim Convention Center. So we went up there, early morning to get our badge. Typical, sign in, scan the barcode and whatnot, and have a good time. I brought my friend Vincent over because he's from Arizona, so he decided to tag along with me, have a little bit of fun. So we got there around 8:30-ish, got our badge 8:45, waited in line until 10 o'clock, started roaming around. It's typical small size scale of Comic-Con. There was a lot of booths over there for competing against each other with toys, vendors, figurines too, especially a lot of them from the Batman Arkham series. My friend Vincent bought he bought Robin from the second Arkham.
Yeah.
Arkham City. Which is, it looks pretty cool, and has his baton, of course, also removable hands, removable head, all that kind of stuff, also with the cape too as well. So we started walking around, and I saw my other friend Brandon, who's with the 501st Legion. So they're having a good time. I was taking pictures, so I have pictures soon enough. As I said earlier today, I have pictures up and running. The 501st Legion was pretty cool. Bunch of God-given geeks like us. These guys were having a good time. I was practically convinced to actually put on a stormtrooper suit, which I did. I was walking around WonderCon with stormtrooper and just taking pictures left and right. I was wearing that's what told me to put on a grass skirt. Just pretend I'm on a Hawaiian vacation and whatnot. So I said, sure, why not? Have a good time. My friend Brandon dressed up as Mace Windu, but yet halfway throughout the day, he dressed up as Jules Windu, as in Sam character's character in Pulp Fiction, Jules. Nice. And of course, if you guys haven't seen the Captain America Winter Soldier yet, you guys are missing out. There is a quote on this: "This path to the righteous man," towards the end of the movie on a tombstone, which is a dedication to Jules, Sam Jackson's character. So there it is. So it was wandering around taking pictures. So much cosplaying over there. I saw three girls that dressed up as Powerpuff Girls, which I haven't seen in quite a long time. So they were adults. But the good twist to this is that they were from Suicide Girls. So they were all tatted up, beautiful women over there. So props to Gina, Gigi, and Jessica. So you girls are beautiful. I give them my card, so hopefully they'll hit up the site. What else? We've seen, of course, a Witchblade. We've seen a lot of Star Wars, a lot of Frozen from the Disney movie Frozen, which is pretty cool. I have a video of them taking pictures in front of the water fountain in front of the convention center, actually singing. So I'll have that up the same way too. There's a lot of Doctor Who. There's a lot of Whovians over there. There was one guy dressed as Batman, and he actually brought the Batpod, like an actual life size scale of the Batpod, non running, of course. So people were taking pictures over there, actually sitting down on it, which is pretty freaking awesome. I actually have pictures of it too as well. One cosplayer that made me just enjoy the rest of the whole day was Robot Chicken dressed as Boba Fett. So two in one, you can't get any better than that. Wayne, quit looking at that crap. Yeah, so anyhow, get back in the place. We also saw a lot of the 401st from the Halo troops, which is pretty cool. I don't know if you've heard of them, Wayne. The 401st. Yeah, kind of give me a yes or no, not a nod or a shake of your head.
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're just like, another guys from the 501st Legion. They do a lot of charities too as well, but they're not as big as the 501st. And yeah, so that's pretty much it. I can't wait to go back. Hopefully they still keep it at Anaheim the coming year.
Yeah,
because they said they were going back to the Bay Area next. Hopefully next year, but hopefully not, because it's very enjoyment. The scene is perfect. The weather was perfect. Yeah. A lot of people. You could actually stand and walk around normally without bumping into people or just standing in the place. That's the one thing I don't miss about Comic-Con.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, there was food trucks out there, good people to see, good people to run. It's very fun altogether. So I would hype for all the people that's out of state or Northern California has been to WonderCon, please do make a trip next year. It's really fun. The tickets are super cheap, $25. The only 2 days were sold out was, it was Friday and Saturday.
Nice.
Sunday and Thursday. Well, no, Sunday was still open, and actually, no, let me rephrase that. 3 day pass was sold out, and Saturday was sold out. So Friday and Sunday was still open. Yeah. So yeah, that's about it for the con this past weekend for ours. So we'll have some more up, with the content, pictures up, a lot more articles coming soon about it, and what else do we have coming up for the anything. In the near future, Wayne?
Nothing particularly that I can think of at the time being.
Comic-Con, as everybody's been looking forward to.
Obviously, Comic-Con's a few months away, so.
You lucky bastard, I can't let you go in by yourself.
Yeah. Yes, that'll be definitely fun. Haha. But yeah, that's about it for the time being. Keep checking the site as we get new contents coming up.
Context, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it'll all be in context, you know.
You need to lay off the Transformer crap, dude. I mean, I should put you in, a Transformer rehab facility.
Yeah, sure. That wouldn't work.
Yeah, it will. Anyway, so go ahead and, again, like us on Facebook. Check up on our website for our future posts and whatnot. And, feel free to comment on anything that we put up. I mean, we got Mimi, of course, that did that nice article on the covering up of the tattoos. Especially with the makeup. If you guys haven't done that, read that upon perfectly. So again, hopefully we see next week again for our next episode of Shot of Games Podcast. Again, this is Fidel and Wayne from TwoShotsOfGeek.com, and we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Let's go! See what I did there?